720 WGN. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch, and the business of fun, excitement, and hopefully of winning happens with both our beloved Blackhawks. Of course, this is the home of the Chicago Blackhawks. Every time the Blackhawks score, and of course, we wish they did more of it, they break out the Bandito, right? And of course, in studio, we also have Tim Shanley from DeBus. We've got Matt Weil from Firewater Barbecue. And on the line, he's always moving, you know, beloved Blackhawks player and great ambassador just for hockey and good times, is the one and only Reed Simpson. Reed, welcome to WGN.
Hey, how are you doing? Great to be on with you guys. Haven't been on in a while.
Well, you got to get on more often. You are going to be here for a big weekend for the NHL. Of course, for the Blackhawks, it's always a lot of fun. But the entire hockey world is going to be focused on Chicago, specifically on Wrigley Field for the Winter Classic. And I know, Reed, you're going to share a cool event that people are going to get involved with the night before.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to have Wayne Gretzky, the Stanley Cup, Chris Chelios, Dennis Savard are going to do kind of a hot stove at the House of Blues on the 30th at 8 p.m. It starts, and we'll have a band there. Like I said, the Stanley Cup's going to be there. And the hot stove is kind of going to just entail John Hamm, the actor, is going to be there kind of moderating a discussion on those guys' lives and their hockey careers. And, you know, it's going to be a pretty intimate event. So it's one of those kind of things that even myself, you know, I played against guys like Wayne and played with Chris in Chicago. I still get a little bit of goosebumps when I hear the stories about guys like that, you know, the things that they've done in hockey and the things that they've kind of accomplished in life. It's one of those events that, you know, you get to kind of know someone on a personal level, I think. So tickets are on sale at universe.com, and it's going to be at the House of Blues. So anyone that's interested in kind of getting to know some stuff about Wayne Gretzky in person is would be advised to see this one. I'm going to be there. I'm really excited for it.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for that. And Reed, so, you know, when you're named Wayne Gretzky and your nickname is the Great Gretzky, have you ever, when you get to know people, sometimes you're like, yeah, you're not that great. Was he that great? You got to play against him? Or was he just like, maybe just, was it just great marketing?
No, he was the best. Like, I mean, there's one time in the playoffs when I was in New Jersey and he made a play on me. I don't get on the ice very often against him, but when I did, I was like, I just can't let him score. And he embarrassed me pretty good. And I don't think I ever got on the ice against him the rest of my career. So it was, no, he was the best, and the stuff that he accomplished during his career and just the person that he was and what he gave to hockey. And I don't think you can overstate that more. You know, if it wasn't for Wayne, there probably wouldn't be hockey in Florida, Dallas, Phoenix, all those cities that came into the league, Carolina, were all because Wayne's marketing ability and what he did for the game. And I don't think people realize that, you know, that are just hockey lovers in Canada, because the team. There'd probably only be 25 teams in the league at this point. Now he made it all happen.
He transcended a lot of that. And as we let you go, want to just get your thoughts. It's the Winter Classic. It's going to be at Wrigley Field. Those people that can remember the last time it was there, it's always a great event, and they always do that. But to have two teams, you know, Blackhawks have such a passionate fan base. I think the whole thing has been completely sold out for a long time. You got the Blues, a rivalry coming in here. For fans that are thinking of coming in for the alumni event and then staying for the Winter Classic, Reed, just your thoughts, like what the experience, what's it like?
It's pretty cool. I never got to do one as a you know, a current player, but we did an alumni event in St. Louis with the Blues on the ice. The same thing, sold out 48,000, and we did the same thing in Minnesota, I think, and it was 2016 where we did the same thing. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to be in one of those outdoor rinks playing in front of that many fans and having that many people, you know, at an event. And guess what? They'll be breaking a lot of Bandito out, I think, at that event, because you know, if it's going to be, you get outside in that cold weather, and it's nice to have a little bit of tequila with you.
Yeah, the medicinal properties of El Bandito. So we'll have links up again. Read at WGNradio.com. Travel safe as you make your way back here to Chicago, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys real soon.
Some musical inspiration. for the team. Of course, you know, you're undefeated at the tailgate if you're there with Tim Shanley and with the bus. 720 WGN is the Wintrust Business Lunch, and these two guys are in the business of celebration in the best way, hopefully inspiring the fans to get out there and cheer for a victory for the Bears. Maybe not enough of that this year, but these guys are always there in the middle of the action. Tim Shanley, welcome to the show. Matt Wow, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dave.
So, you are like an enthusiast, Tim. You know, your whole job, your whole existence is to get people excited, enthusiastic about the Bears. Now, this isn't the easiest thing to do, especially when the Bears aren't helping, right? So, but talk about it. You got a big tailgate coming up in just a couple hours before the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always about keeping your head up, keeping that positive profile, you know. And here we are, last game of the year, day after Christmas, with a team with four wins. Is it what? 10 game losing streak? Nine.
It's not 10 till 10 o'clock tonight.
So, brutal. You know, with all that being said, we still have a great crowd coming out today. Again, Firewater Barbecue. We have El Bandito Tequila out there. We have, you know, great sponsors, great food, a lot of action, a lot of good times.
What is it that people enjoy? Obviously, the food, we're going to talk with Matt a little bit in just a little bit about Firewater and the barbecue. It's essential, right? You got to have something for people to enjoy. But a lot of times, it's the people kind of getting together, enjoying each other's company, high-fiving, hopefully, or maybe consoling each other. Is there more of that where people just get together and cry?
Well, that's a good point because, you know, they come into that party, and what I've been hearing lately is that they come to the party because they know that's going to be the good time of the day.
Absolutely.
Look, they have more fun at the tailgate. Yep. Than they do as they head into the game, you know. So we've become quite the event now, you know. It's just that atmosphere there. When you walk into that place, you come around that corner, it's like a carnival atmosphere. Everybody gets along. Yeah. We really don't care about what team you root for, whatever you wear. We're open to everybody. It's family fun. Good, clean family fun.
Yeah, you talk, and I share with people when they say, oh, the Bears, you know, they're not so good. And I know the potential. It's just unrealized potential for this town. This is a Bears town. When the Bears are good or on the verge of being good, we felt a little bit of that when you guys came back from London. It's like, wow, we might have a team here. You know, we definitely have a quarterback, right? And we might have a team. And this town will go absolutely nuts if the Bears won.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, like you said, the energy coming into this was big. And, you know, you just can't imagine what this team would be like if it was contending even for a wild card playoff spot here. You know, something interesting because these crowds are huge. They are. I mean, people want this bad.
For the first time in a long time, though, Tim, you feel like the last couple of years, even when you had great draft picks, and you feel like, oh, we got to start all over again, like from scratch. But now you feel like, okay, because there was that 4 or 5 game stretch there where you could have won 4 or 5 of those games. And it was, whether it was coaching or just crazy circumstances or just, you know, players just not having their head in the game. And these were tough teams that they were playing. But the Bears, I feel like they have the foundation, and for the first time in a long time, to be good.
Yeah, I agree. There's a foundation being built. Again, Poles, you know, he's taking a lot of heat for this, but he did say he's going to rebuild this and take his time with it. So we'll see how long that takes.
Since 1985.
Right? Exactly. Man. But, you know, if we're going to stick to his plan, if he's going to be the GM, you're right. There's a foundation there offensively. We're in dire need of offensive linemen now. You know, there's another big gaping hole here where if he addresses things properly this year, that might bring us a little bit closer to where we're at, you know, to become sort of a contender, you know, to make a difference out.
Well, the undisputed and undefeated champion is DeBus, right, in the tailgate for the Bears. And everybody knows that, and you see Tim on TV all the time talking about it. When you get in there, you mentioned El Bandito, and you've got every kind of, you know, you've got water and beer, and it's a full bar, right? You've got everything there. And on the barbecue side, Matt Weil and the Firewater team have been holding it down in a big way. So when people go to the tailgate, whether it's later today or whether it is up at Lambeau, what do they experience? What do they taste when they get there?
Yeah, so we, you know, to your point about the games and the Bears and all this right now, and obviously we just talked about this actually in the blue room, Timmy and I.
It's the green room.
The green room, blue room, you know. He's wearing purple. I'm all over the place, literally. Double coffee, please. Truth is that, you know, it's like family. So we get ready in the morning when you're talking and asking the question, what do you bring? What's the food like? You know, it really starts at like 3 in the morning, to be honest with you. Our teams are on site at the locations, getting the food ready, getting prepared to be out there. A lot of times for these 12 o'clock kickoffs. Today, obviously, they got to sleep in a little bit after the holiday since it's a late start at 7:15. But Yeah, we start early on it. Everything, we're prepared, obviously, weeks in advance. We communicate with Timmy. We've got a really good process, wouldn't you say, Timmy?
Absolutely.
And we really all work together. It's a big team effort. So basically, you know, when you talk about tailgating, there's so many things. We're Chicago tailgating, right? But we're serving up Southern-style barbecue is what we kind of consider Firewater barbecue. But the truth is that we also incorporate all four regions of barbecue. And what I call pretty much the fifth region is here, Chicago Southside barbecue. So we really put together a menu, Dane, that's like, you know, all the signature items that you love, slow smoked pulled pork. We cook over all wood pits, no gas assist. So it's not like we're these chefs cooking in kitchens, you know, with a white chef coat on and stuff like that. We're really getting focused on our own recipes and our own proprietary products and our sauces. So slow smoked pulled pork, smoked mac and cheese. We do our creamy slaw. We do a big staple, which is really popular, is the cheddar jalapeno brat, right? We kind of converted that all over for the lot. So that's a big one.
Your pulled chicken.
Yeah, we do our pulled chicken too. And then we got the whole buffet going, you know, and like Timmy said, it's all about, you know, serving everybody. We put a ton of food out. So,
yeah, it is a ton. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what people experience at the tailgate. It's not just hot dogs and burgers, right? Just to approach the barbecue side takes a lot of time. And we're going to talk more about it when we come back from this here in the Wintrust Business Lunch. We're going to take a break right now. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you until 2 in for John Williams. And now, of course, the Wintrust Business Lunch. And there are two guests in studio with us are in the business of fun, the undefeated, undisputed champion of Chicago Bears tailgating, Tim Shanley. He is a Hall of Famer. He is here with us, and when it's the business of great taste and great barbecue, and of course that celebration side for these tailgates, Matt Weil and Firewater, he is here with us as well. So guys, the thing coming, we know that the tailgate's going to happen here. It's the last one of these, a little bittersweet, right, that it couldn't have been kind of leading into more Bear wins, but you guys are not done and not over. You are going to take this show, the specific and particular show, on the road for all those Bear fans north of the border for Lambeau.
Yep, that's right. This is the last home game, but it's not the last game for the Chicago Bears tailgating club by any means. It's going to be our annual trek up to Lambeau Field. It'll be our second year up there. We're going to bring all of our gear, all of our food, everything. We'll have our tickets sold. We have a nice event set up for everybody out there who wants to come out and close out the Bears season up there in Lambeau.
You know there's going to be El Bandito Yankee for the tequila frozen tundra tailgate up there. We do stuff on a regular basis. Jim Bob Morris, one of the co-founders, played on the Packers. So there's a connection there with it. And of course, Chris Chelios, right? So if you want to, everyone's going to offset, hey, is this a Packers tequila? Well, yeah, but it's also like a Chicago tequila as well. And it's all over the place. But people thinking, okay, we're going to have the right spirits, the right beverages, but we're also going to have the right barbecue. Matt, you're going to be bringing it up there. Any kind of issues bringing the whole barbecue train north of the border there?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know what? The team's going to tackle that. We're ready, and we'll be ready preparing it fresh. We've got to start a little earlier, be on it the night before and into that. And like you said, have an El Bandito there. And as you know, we have El Bandito at all the Firewater barbecues now,
yes,
right? In our featured margarita. So nothing changes, baby. We wake up that morning, we'll be drinking El Bandito margaritas, we'll be putting down some savory barbecue, and you know, gearing up for a win at Lambeau. I mean, we're gonna go up there and fight fight it to the end, and that's our goal.
Fight,
you know,
to the end, and I mean, hopefully win, right, too. So think about this, and you know this, Tim, because I look, for the listeners that are unaware, he's in the Tailgating Hall of Fame, and it's like the, what would you say, like the League of Justice for tailgaters, right? And each you know, kind of city or market or team has its own representative, and Tim, of course, for the Bears here in Wisconsin. You know, it is a traditional tailgating powerhouse. It is. They do it right. They know exactly what they're doing. But when it comes to, and of course, to drinking, obviously, and I spent a good portion of my formative years in Wisconsin, went to University of Wisconsin. I know about drinking in Wisconsin. They know what they're doing there. But when it comes to barbecue, Matt, are you afraid that you're going to, I don't want to say blow people's minds, but you're going to have them questioning maybe whatever it is that the brats, there's nothing wrong with a good brat, but it's not barbecue, right? I mean, this is new for them.
Yes, it is. We're going to give some new stuff, you know, try to knock their socks socks off with that. Maybe they'll move to Chicago, Dane. You think that'll move into Illinois? I don't think so.
Are we okay with that?
You're a Badger. You don't. They're not coming this way. That's good. That's okay. Stay there. But no, we're ready. I'm okay with it. I'm excited for the challenge. We're gonna, you know, we challenge anybody to come around and come to our tailgate for that very same reason, to show them stuff maybe they haven't had before, and we push the limits on barbecue, whether it's Chicago style, Kansas City, Memphis. You know,
public service. You know, here you, Matt had mentioned knocking people's socks off up in the cold weather. That could be a frostbite risk, right? so maybe have one pair of socks on, you know, just in case the other ones get knocked off. So Matt, talk about this. This is the last time here. We're going to have it up at Lambeau, and you mentioned the Firewater locations where you guys are doing it on the restaurant side on a regular basis.
Yes, we are. So we have El Bandito up at all the units. We just added it just this past year here in 2024, and it's been a booming for us. It really blends well with what we do with a lot of the flavors and things we mix it with, and it's been really popular. You just walk up, and you know, we're very quick casual, you know, so you walk up, you order your food, they call your name, you pick up your food, but you can get a margarita made right there fresh in front of you, straight out of our tap system, and shaken up for you and served to you right at the register, so you're not waiting for it. So that's really important for us, is that, hey, we want to pair together that perfect beer. Whiskey Hill Brewing Company, shout out to my brewery and restaurant. We have a new location in downtown Westmont where we actually have El Bandito as well.
Nice.
And so, you know, we're trying to do our very best to promote what we consider the best products, and, you know, tequila is one of those things that we definitely drink a lot of with barbecue.
We talked about the medicinal properties of tequila, but tequila aside, let's talk about your journey in barbecue. The restaurant business is hard. You got to be hardwired in order to do it. And the restaurant business is a very tough business. You add in the difficulty in the barbecue world to make and make good barbecue. I know I've been a judge and covered the American Royal, a long time judge for the Jack, you know, for all that stuff. I know all the barbecue situations and people, and it is, people take it for granted because it's such approachable food, and it's the way that people celebrate in their backyard, and there's a lot of people who feel like, hey, I can make barbecue, you know, whatever. Sir. But to do it at a level where you're at a restaurant situation, man, it really takes something. So talk about, how did you get into that? Why did you decide barbecue?
Yeah, Dane, you know, I'm really glad that you asked that question, because I'll keep it as short as I can. So my partner, Roger Dunn, is the one who competed in the NWBBQ circuit for a long time, many, many years, and he brought the idea of Firewater to me. I was in the restaurant industry in full service, scratch, white tablecloth. That was my first restaurant in 2002, after coming from corporate and private. And the truth is that when we started Firewater, we wanted to use our own recipes and stuff like that and incorporate all four regions. So that was very important to us. And then the way that we kind of differentiated ourselves was we wanted to do something where, you know, someone could come in, get a good meal, be proud of what goes on the plate. And then you realize that it's really about your team. So we built a really great team, a really great culture, and a great experience in our now four, and it'll be five and six locations coming up here in 2025.
I know you've got a place in Elmhurst. I think there's one in Crest Hill, but do you do catering? Let's say someone their event, their wedding, party, whatever.
Exactly. We do full on-site pig roast. We have tow-behind smokers, reverse flow smokers. We give you that whole experience, you know, all of our gear. We set up kind of like the tailgate. If you come and tailgate, right, Dane, you've seen it, you're there. We come and you got great people putting great food out. And, you know, we really try to focus on the whole setup and the whole experience with the wood and the smells and everything. So we do tons of catering. We did a lot for the holiday. We got a lot coming up for the New Year's. Here for the Bears, we have our tailgate package. We got our touchdown package where you can do, you know, like wings, tips, the cheddar jalapeno brat cut into coins, and then all of our five sauces, which are all of our own. They're all additive-free, preservative-free. We use real sugar, not high fructose corn syrup. So, you know, we're really proud of what we're doing, and we hope that everybody else will kind of give us a chance, you know, and try us out.
Yeah, we'll see how at the tailgate. Of course, it is there, and of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that, too. In the last, like, couple minutes, Tim, you know, this is just the sacrifice. You mentioned the sacrifice and just that work necessary to make great barbecue, but the sacrifice that you have made to dedicate your entire life to a team that I'll say it, maybe doesn't deserve you, right? Because they aren't paying you back in wins, right? But just share, because you don't live here in Chicago. You come in, you're from Chicago originally. That's where you got your Bears fandom and through your family. But you travel in here all the time from Texas.
Yeah, you know, good point. I try to make that look seamless, you know, over social media and the branding and marketing, that it's not a big deal, but it really is a big deal. Be traveling around like this. I was telling Matt earlier in the green room that I've been here three times in 12 or 13 days, two weekends and then here. So, you know, my other in real life, you know, plumbing contractor, own my company, raising my family. So there are sacrifices that are made, but it's important that at home, my home base is behind me all the way, which they are. So they support me in my travels around the country here as we...
Do they ever think you're crazy? Like, does Mrs. Shanley say, like, hey, maybe take a week off, right? Of course, that's not negotiable.
Mrs. Shanley is kind of on board, but Mrs. Shanley, you know, happy wife, happy life, right? So there were some rocky turns when I first moved to Austin. This was not easy, and she wasn't happy. It got to the point where...
Did you get the shakes on Saturday night? You're like, hey, there's a Bears game tomorrow. I got to be there.
I'm thinking in my head, it's 8 weekends. I'll be in and out of here. It's not a problem. Well, you know, it's a big deal when you have infants and you move on your own out there to Texas with no family around you.
Yeah.
So it got a little intense, but then she decided that it was okay that we do this because it is part of our lives. So I have her back.
Yeah, well, we are thankful. The Bears fans are thankful. The Bears community is thankful. Certainly the great causes you support are very thankful.
Thank
we
you,
are
Dan.
lucky to have you. We'll have links up for that, and we'll see you at the tailgate tonight. Right now, though, we're going to toss it to the Wintrust Business Minute with Dave Schwann.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. We could see record highs for holiday purchase returns. A report by the National Retail Federation and the company Happy Returns expects this year's returns to hit 17%, or $890 billion. That's up 2% and $743 billion from last year. A survey shows small business owners are feeling more optimistic about economics after the election. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index rose 8 points in November to 101.7, the highest reading since June of 2021. President Biden is expected to decide on the sale of U.S. Steel to Japan's Nippon Steel without input from the Committee on Foreign Investment. A consensus couldn't be reached on whether the move would pose a security risk. It's a nearly $15 billion deal, which includes U.S. Steel's Gary Works. That's your Wintrust Business Minute. I'm Dave Schwann.
720. Jingle bells, jingle Janet bells, is Dane here with you until 2 in for John. And so many exciting things happening in the holiday time. We've got a bunch of great events that are happening. And with the Winter Classic, with the Bears, you know, for sports fans, this is really one of those great cities. It's one of its greatest cities when it comes to architecture, right? And food. It is one of the best food cities around. And when it comes to sports, so many sports fans, we wish that the teams would give us a little more back. But that's why you can enjoy and play and maybe bet on other teams, or maybe have fans, you know, maybe become fans of other teams that are better. Maybe a secondary team that you root for. Excited to have on the line one of the driving forces over there at WANA.com is Andy Carter. Andy, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
So
what's going on?
Well, I wanted to get just a little insight into your fans. So we've got a couple, a handful of minutes here, but you grew up as a Red Sox fan, a baseball guy, baseball player, drafted by the Yankees. You know, have those kind of fan base alliances stayed in place?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a disaster. Yeah, I did grow up a Red Sox fan. Pedro Martinez, my favorite player of all time, tried to run my pitching game after what he would do, and then the Yankees draft kind of changed all that, and then I ended up working for the Orioles for a little bit after that. So I'm a little bit of a baseball orphan right now, but yeah, I mean, the rivalries are big. It's great. It's football season, though. So what do we think about the MVP race? What do you got on that?
Well, but more so in the time that we've got is football season. It's also hockey season. And one of the biggest events happening in the NHL is happening right here in Chicago with the Winter Classic. And so WANA Parlay, big part of it, and had an opportunity to, we're going to have a winner come out and enjoy that with us. If you want to give the name for them, a little bit about that contest. And then also, I know we're going to be giving away one of our partners in that contest is Hexhead Art. Somebody's going to be winning one of those for the pregame show.
Yeah, now they're the good stuff. Right. So over at WANA Parlay, we're for those who haven't heard yet, we're a startup in the DFS/sports betting space. And we're really trying to run some cool contests other than, you know, what you traditionally would get at some of the other options out there with regards to just playing for cash prizes against the house.
All We've got the phones sort of conspire against us on that one for Andy, but a good thing I know a little bit about that. So Wanna Parlay is it is the world's richest parlay. $2, you can get in there and you can win thousands of dollars or great sports experiences. I know that they've done some things with the world champion Chiefs. I know that, of course, somebody got a chance to win, and they're going to be excited to join us here for the Winter Classic. And WGN Radio is going to be having that pregame show right at Murphy's. We heard from Freddy's a little bit earlier, and somebody is going to win Hex Head Art. So Hex Head Art is if you got a man cave or a fan cave, and you have that opportunity to display your fandom, you got to check that out. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Hex Head Art is the name of it, H-E-X, and they have whatever your team is, whatever your fan is, cool logos, multi-layer things with neon lights, stuff for it's wall art, but for teams and sports fans, and it's great too. We're going to have some information and some spots coming up next week before New Year's Eve where people are going to get a chance to win that. Here's the other thing that's very important for Wanna Parlay. You can get in there, and it's only a couple dollars to go ahead and start it, but if you use the code word radio, they'll match and give you a up to $250 match on that. So you can get going and a little gift there from WGN. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have the tailgate is happening. We're going to have the guys from Tailgreeter in studio with us as well. Maybe Andy will jump on with us in the next segment and kind of add to what's going on with the Winter Classic. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN.